Well, good afternoon again, everybody. We're still here at Garner State Park. We're enjoying our afternoon with the Civilian Conservation Corps and American Youth Works, AmeriCorps. Right now, we've got John Tatum of Mission Tejas State Park, Texas Parks and Wildlife, one of my compadres who is an expert at the use of tools, wood tools and so forth that were used in the early century. So, John, we've got a two-man saw here. Talk to us. How does this work?
It doesn't. You have to do all the work yourself.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
This is a two-man cross cut, and what we're going to do, we're going to put one of these gentlemen on one end of the saw, the other one on the other end, and you're going to start by pulling. You will be the tiller man. You're going to guide it. You just hold it down. Don't push it. Just guide it through. And then when he gets to the end of the pull, then you start pulling. He becomes a tiller man, and he guides it back and forth. And once you get a rhythm going, it should go pretty easy. So
pretty simple.
Works better if you're on one knee and spit on your hands and get a good grip on it and go for it.
Kids, this is Kyle, and this is Evan.
Out of the curve. All right. Now pull and you guide. Don't push. All right, pull. There you go. All right.
About a little play by play, Kyle.
It's pretty tough. I wish I had a chainsaw.
Don't try this at home, kids. What about you, Evan? What do you think?
I think if I had to do this all the time, I would be a very tired person.
The question is, can you play a tune on that saw?
What's the next
thing? Okay, pick up a little speed there, fellas.
So basic,
there you go.
Basic purpose here, John, is to saw this log in half.
Right.
To length.
Bucket to length. To cut a log to length, you bucket, B-U-C-K, just like the male deer.
Look at them go. Look at them go.
Okay, they're getting the rhythm down. But I'll tell you what, we're only going to be here a day and a half, so we reckon we better stop now.
We probably ought to move on to the next tool.
Let's do that.
Thank you, guys. Our next tool is a foot adze. Okay, Evan, if you guys could maybe scoot one way or the other here. John's got what's called a foot adze, and it is used for what?
It's used to smooth up lumber after you've got it hewn, cut and hewn flat. However, I'm going to demonstrate on a round log, which is not necessarily the best case scenario.
Hewn flat means that it's been cut in half, so half of it is still a circle and the top half is flat.
Or you can do it on a completely square log.
Okay.
And the foot adze gets its name because of the way it's used. There's a number of different type of adzes. But the foot adze is distinctive. It's a house rights tool, and you come right under the toe with this razor sharp edge, and you smooth your wood flat, backing up as you go, and using your foot to keep the wood from tearing out.
John is now going to remove his shoe and demonstrate the number of toes that he has remaining on his right foot.
I can count to 15. I can count to 10 on this foot and 5 on that one.
There you go. Well, that's pretty interesting. That's a very useful tool, and these are sharpened, obviously.
Razor sharp.
Okay. Foot adze.
And children, don't do this at home.
Don't do this at home. Adze. A-D-Z.
E.
E. Thank you. Like tomato with an E.
Right.
Okay.